Blog Talk Radio.
This is Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla. Make sure you check us out on blogtalkradio.com. Get Deep and Keep It Real. You can also find us on Facebook, Get Deep and Keep It Real, and of course on Twitter. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to hit us up on our Facebook account and on our Twitter account. So any comments or questions or any special requests for guests or show topics, please always feel free to hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. And if you would like to call into the show, please do. Our number is 347-215-9738. That's 347-215-9738. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla. Hello, everyone. How are you? I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. All right. Thank you for joining me. We're going to have an awesome show. We're going to talk about one of my favorite things in the world, tea. Yes, I love tea in any variety, hot, cold, although I prefer hot tea, you know, but me being a Southern girl from North Carolina, you can't, you know, forget about good old-fashioned sweet tea, you know, just there's nothing like it on a nice hot Sunday afternoon just after church, sipping it while you're waiting for your grandmother to finish the Sunday dinner, you know, that fried chicken and macaroni and cheese, and it's just nothing better than a glass of cold sweet tea with a little bit of lemon. I was, like, not so happy when I moved to California, only to find that, no, I couldn't get any sweet tea. You could get some cold tea, but it wasn't going to be sweet. And it's just not the same if you have to sweeten your tea after the fact. But I must say, after doing quite a bit of traveling to many different parts of the world, I've just really fallen in love with tea, and especially tea from India, in China, of course, are some of my favorite blends. But surprisingly enough, even countries like South Korea have some really nice tea blends as well, as well as in South Africa, you can get some pretty decent tea. Well, without further ado, I would like to get to my guests that I have online today who are going to be talking about their tea company, which is called Chakra Tea, and they do have a website and a Facebook page, but I'll let them tell you more about that. And I'm just really excited to have them on my show today. I've been following their journey into developing their tea company, and so I'm really interested in finding out more about how they came up with the concept of forming a tea company and just all the ins and outs that go with that. So without further ado, let's get them on the line. Hello. Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great.
Yeah, this is Kenya.
I'm so happy. Okay. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Kenya. This is Kenya.
Okay. Okay, Kenya. Great.
How are you doing? Greetings, Sister Tiffany.
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. So, ladies, explain to my listeners exactly who you are and tell us about your company and how you decided to come up with this concept.
Okay. You want to start, Tiffa?
Sure, no problem. You know, first of all, we'd like to thank you, Tiffany, for featuring us on your show. And, of course, the whole concept of this whole tea thing really came out of my personal love as well as my cousin, Kenya. We're first blood cousins. I mean, we grew up together. Our parents are siblings. And in our family, there's a tradition of course, you know, in the morning you get up, you might have a little hot tea or something on your stomach that you would take in. And because of the type of exposure that we're raised in with medicinal properties that were found in teas or in different herbs because of our grandmother, our paternal grandmother, Mom, we both found ourselves really having an affinity for tea. So we drank a lot of tea, and during the summers when I would come and travel or whenever I was doing a lot of business, going off to Africa or going to the Caribbean, my cousin Kenya and I used to sit down, and I mean, we'd be over tea, we'd be talking about different things, and it was really just something that developed out of a passion for our own personal love and an understanding in my own background in natural medicine of the healing effects of chakras and understanding how we would be able to activate our chakras properly. So that is something that when we started developing the Chakrates company, we looked at the vibrational frequencies found in color and trying to incorporate something like that into tea, which we feel like we are mastering because we're constantly formulating something new or coming up with a new concept or an understanding or an idea of how to do this better so we can help people in a very subtle way bring together good conversations, you know, reactivate relationships or keep something going, keep the flow going, keep the love going, and come together around something as brilliant and gentle and welcoming as a cup of tea.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
And,
I love that.
And, you know, it really was I remember, you know, it was just always fun, you know, to take the children out. When we were growing up, it was totally different. You went out for special occasions. You know, you would go out to eat. So, you know, just so the children get to experience that. And we have, between the two of us, we have 10 children.
Oh, wow.
So it's just easier, you know, just to be outside. And, you know, so, of course, we'd pack our meals, go picnicking in the museum and so forth. And then, you know, it would come to a place where, okay, well, you know, it's hot. We need to get cool drinks. What are we going to get? And the options for tea were always so limited. It was just Lipton, you know, just iced tea. That's it, you know, and it's just like, oh, I really don't like it. I'm not doing soda. Right. It's not something we were raised on. And when you know better, you do better. And we know that it's not good for our children. It's not good for us. So it's not something that we purchase for them. So, you know, just from sitting talking. And I got to tell you, you know, Tissa was much more experienced, and she really, you know, she was very patient with me because I was still out there hitting the clubs and, you know, living that life. And, you know, I have to say, the transition and how my life has changed within a year, it really is a lifestyle. Whereas, you know, before I would come home from work and have a martini, I'm having my number 17 because it makes me feel so sophisticated. You know, like I sit back and I put on my nice shoes that's uncomfortable to wear outside in the street, but I wear them in the house and just really sit back and feel good and, you know, and sip my tea. And it really, it balances, it relaxes, and it's really something that I didn't realize I was lacking until I got it, you know?
And I think a lot of people don't realize that as well, that tea can really be a healing factor for you. I can, you know, speak of that. I'm a thyroid cancer survivor, and there was this particular tea that I used to kind of help me. And, you know, just for – so can you maybe speak about that a little bit more? Some various ailments that tea can possibly help?
To be honest, I really can't think of anything tea cannot help. Tea is an emotional balancer. And in my study and in my – I don't like to say practice because practice implies that you don't know what you're doing and you got to get it right. But I would say really in my working with energy, I have really found that there is a realm that we don't like to touch as much. Everybody likes the physical because it's what it's tangible. But the emotional realm is actually the most powerful realm and the most influential in every condition that we experience. So when we get down to the origin of every single disease on this planet, you know, outside of, you know, a microbial infection that you might get jumping into some dirty lake somewhere or some place like that, I mean, it's linked to an emotional imbalance or something that has taken place on the emotional plane. So tea has the ability, because of its properties, because it incorporates the root, it incorporates the stem, it incorporates the flowers and the leaves, and it incorporates the healing oils, the essential oils that actually come out of the tea or the dried property, and of course you want to make sure it's been dried, you know, on a level, a superior level, and when it's put into that water, you're now ingesting something that is going to help to bring the emotional balance. So tea, honestly, sis, is something that could be used to, you know, we can't say healing in
right.
North America. We're not allowed to use it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I do have the ability because I have healing, the license, or according to, you know, the way that they put it out there, I'm registered as a minister,
yes.
You know, so I
yes,
can say healing,
I
but we're not allowed
right.
to really say that. But I would tell you and go as far as to say, yes, tea does bring about healing of conditions
right.
once it is applied,
right.
and it is actually one of the oldest forms of medicine that we have used to bring
mm-hmm.
about
right.
relief for our conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes,
right.
there's nothing on the planet that, according to man's knowledge, tea does not have the ability, if properly utilized, to alleviate and to eventually bring about the support or at least even the healing of that condition.
Wow. Wow, that is awesome. And I, you know, I was really interested in this because, like I said, you know, I've had some health ailments that I know tea has helped. And so many of us in here in the United States are so uneducated about tea and how it can be very beneficial to you. And so that's why I was really excited to want to speak with you, because not only were you selling tea, but you're also educating, you know, people
right.
as to how it can help you in a mind, body, and spirit, and not
right.
in just a one-dimensional way. It's just not something for consumption as a beverage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just
no,
runs
it's
the gamut.
Far beyond that.
Yes, exactly.
It's far beyond
exactly.
that. And, you know, I heard you speaking about your thyroid cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Our tea number 5 is a magnificent tea for that. Dealing with
oh,
that
wow.
throat chakra
mm-hmm.
is extremely important.
Yeah.
You know, because
right.
the throat, the chakra, the thyroid, in that area, that region deals with expression. It's either our inability to properly communicate an idea or a concept to others,
mm-hmm.
or it is the issue of doing it excessively. The person who talks too much, the speaker, the teacher,
mm-hmm.
you know, those who don't understand when to say, you know, or stay quiet, that's
mm-hmm.
when it throws that chakra off. So there's so many things
right.
we could look at. And
yeah.
our tea, that particular tea we have is blue, you know. So we incorporate
mm-hmm.
various elements inside it with the corn flowers and others that bring about an activation, a
mm-hmm.
vibrational frequency for
mm-hmm.
the throat chakra. Now, everything we're saying, we're going to throw a disclaimer out there because, you know, hell, just drink the tea. You know, we don't know if it works or not.
Exactly. Exactly.
But we
right.
dare say that these teas are programmed, and
right.
that is
oh,
something
yeah. right.
that we do. We program our teas. And someone
mm-hmm.
would say, well, how the heck are you all programming it? What you doing? You doing hoodoo? No. If you go and you study Dr. Emoto,
uh-huh.
who's actually a Japanese doctor, Masuro Emoto,
right.
he actually wowed the entire world with his study of water. And he simply
mm-hmm.
took words and put them on bottles and put
mm-hmm.
an intention in those words. And
mm-hmm.
when they looked at the water looked like the same way it looked before. But when they examined it on a molecular level, the water
wow.
molecule had changed its structure from a disorganized
yeah.
state into a very organized crystallar function. And
mm-hmm.
they also found that if you spoke hatred over the water and you put an intention
mm-hmm.
or a word that had the frequency of hatred over the water, it changed the frequency to be discombobulated. So our teas are prayed over. Our teas are bringing
yeah.
about the intention. When we deal with our throat chakra, we are
mm-hmm.
thoroughly dealing with the ability for one to express themselves and to
right.
be able
right.
to come out that block, that lock. And we dare say we have so many people who have used it who may have thought we were a little cuckoo in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but who
mm-hmm.
are loving the tea and buying it. We're getting repeat
oh, yeah.
clients. We're getting pastors over churches
yeah.
who are purchasing our tea and using it. You know.
And I mean, this is something that we take very, very seriously.
Yes.
You know, it's the foundation of our company. It's our life foundation, how we raise our family, our children. When we have for example, we did a wedding, and so we had our children participating to bag the teas for us. And it was something that, you know, we were not playing with them. No hip hop music, none of that. Take your headphones off. This is the energy that we're putting forth, that we're putting into our product, that we're sending out there to people, because it's a real thing. I mean, think about how you feel when, and let's be clear. Some, you may say, oh, well, you know, if someone said something, oh, whatever, I don't care, it didn't bother me. When you're by yourself at night and you're hearing those words playing back in your head and you're getting that lump in your throat and you're starting to breathe heavy, the words do affect you. It does affect you. And it's something that, you know, that we practice. So you know what? It's not easy, this day and age, to release it, but you have to release it. You have to give positive. You have to put out positive. You have to put out good energy despite what other people send at you, you know? And, I mean, just the great Maya Angelou, words are life. Words have power.
They add to you,
all around you.
And the frequency,
so how
just,
can,
you know,
one...
just to add to that. Oh, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
No, I was just going to ask, how can someone incorporate that and the tea into their life?
You know what? We just do it like this. We had an amazing experience. I think in the beginning, when we put this thing out here, we didn't know what I created. It was like the creation of Frankenstein. On a positive level. You know, we made this thing up, and we sat back in the cut, and we were just watching to see what would happen, and we were blown by the results. We hosted a tea party, and we called the tea party on purpose. Yes, we did. We had a big tea party in Atlanta, and we were so honored, you know, to be able to have that done with our launch off in Atlanta. And when we did that there, the sisters who participated and the brothers who were there, a lot of them were involved in yoga as well as energy work.
Mm-hmm.
When we started doing our rounds of our teas, we started out with shot glasses of our tea. So we put out tea number one. Then we went to tea number two. And we went all the way up to seven. And we will dare tell you, dare say, and Kini could bear witness, she was in the kitchen making this thing happen. I was serving the tea. And we were like, we sat back. We had a camera crew filming this.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we were hitting numbers five and six, in fact, by the time we hit six, sisters were coming in the kitchen and brothers talking about, y'all put something in this? Is it in this? Because one sister said, I feel like I'm leaning. I feel like I'm leaning.
It is so funny.
Because we're so used
that.
To looking for external means. We're so used to looking for external means to give us that kind of pleasure. And we don't realize that the pleasure is within the foods we eat. It's within our intentions. It's within our words. And when you open the chakras up, you're actually opening up the endorphins in the body, the hormones, the happy hormones, the high hormones that we look for on the street, some of us, or in a bottle of spirits. We could find this right there in our tea. You know, we could find this really in life. But it's there when you put an intention that serves that purpose, you know?
Wow. I love that.
So that
reminds me.
That's how we would invite you.
I have this friend who's from Israel, and so we get together and, you know, I'll be entertaining, and he loves tea. And so he's always like, oh, Tiffany, make me one of your special tea blends. And I'm like, there's nothing special, but okay. I have this one tea that I picked up in my travels from China. I think it's pronounced Purit or Purit tea.
Yeah, Pu'er.
It's like,
Pu'er, yes.
Yeah,
excellent.
Pu'er.
Yeah.
And they, like, it's called the 100 year tea or something like that.
Lovely tea.
I love it. But every time I
Well, you know what? We have a blend coming up. We have 19 blends in total. We're just slowly dropping out a few of them at a time. Yeah, we have 19 chakra levels we're opening up. We're going all the way to the galactic chakras. That's how high we're going with this thing. We have these blends, but we're not releasing all of them until, of course, you know, we're ready. It's like we have the first seven.
Yeah.
We're opening up the first seven, but we're going to begin unlocking other levels. But in the meantime, we're both in our own personal study. Kenya's in hers.
Right.
I'm in mine. So So we're working on ourselves so we can help to bring about these other blends in their perfection, you know. Because you don't want to give anybody anything and you know, you're not there yet. You get me? So if you're not in your 19th galactic, how the hell are you going to give anybody a 19th galactic chakra when you ain't there? You get me? So we're working on ourselves in order to bring about and birth these blends. But I will dare say the Pu'er teas, extremely important because they are so, I mean, they're so rich in antioxidant material because they've been, they have been buried, they have been wrapped up and protected and left alone for some 100 years, some 200. I mean, it really depends. And when you taste the brilliance and the magnificence lost into this, this is 100 years of amazing intentions of healing that you're drinking. So why wouldn't it shoot you straight to the God level, you know? And that's what, you know, in understanding tea, everything is a living, everything that is living has the ability to communicate. And, of course, tea is not a dead thing. If it's prepared properly, tea can live, you know, for an abundance of years once it's treated with the right life force and given the proper intention and work and purpose. So that's beautiful, sister. Beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, he's always saying, what did you put in it? I always feel like I'm on some kind of, like, high or that I'm ready to go to bed. He's like, what do you put in this tea? Because I just, I'm like, nothing. The way it is. It's just really good.
No.
It's your intention behind it. It's your intention.
It was your intention. Exactly. That's what he's drinking.
Right.
This. You didn't put nothing in that tea. You didn't put nothing in that. Get what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
You put
something into there. You put yourself. You put the essence of you in that tea.
Yes.
And you put an intention. And that's what he's asking you for, is he's really asking you to give him a bit of yourself. But you can be unselfish with it in tea.
I love that. I will never forget that. I love that. Thank you for that. Now, one thing I wanted to get into, I was on your website, and which is www.chakrateaco.com. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
Yes, Chakrateaco. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So please make sure you check out their website. But I was on your website, and I noticed you're saying that, you know, everything is 100% organic, biodynamic. And what I was, the point that I wanted to get to is I've been blessed enough to travel to India and to China, but I spent a lot of time in India I went to this place called Munnar that they do a lot of tea there, and I took like a one-day class on tea. And what really struck my heart while I was there is that you saw these women out there picking this tea, like, and it just reminded me maybe that's how my grandmother and my mom in North Carolina were picking cotton and picking tobacco. So I was wondering, where do you source your tea from?
Kenya, you want to go there or you want
to? Go ahead. You go ahead.
If you can disclose it.
We are getting our teas from India. Some of them, depending on what they are, like Pu'ers, they're going to come out of China.
Right.
So I will tell you,
one of the principles that we
in Africa as well. Yes, that's right. South Africa as well, correct, with our red tea.
Yes, I love South African tea as well. Yes.
Correct. And then our green tea, which comes out of China as well. So all of our teas are being sourced directly from farmers.
This is what we have been given,
you know, through our suppliers. These are people who have a specific mindset, and they have a biodynamic belief system. When you look at what a biodynamic means, bio means life. Dynamic is, or dynamism, it's like the ability, like think about dynamite. It's like the force and power of being, right? So they have the understanding that everything has a life force within it that needs to be respected. So these women who are used, and it's mainly women, they don't use men traditionally to pick tea. And it has a great deal to do with the woman being a woman because she's going to speak to the tea with a gentleness. When she picks it, she will pick it. She will be present. And I'm not saying men are not present. That is not what I'm saying. It's really about bringing about birth. It has something to do with fertility and the ability for us to handle things with a certain type of spirit attached to it. And that is something that, you know, the women are used for. We are not supporters of any exploitive processes or any companies that would exploit women. You know, my cousin, you've never met us personally, but when you meet us, you would know. We are definitely not the type of women who are into anything like that. We have our grandmother's spirit, and she was a powerhouse.
That's so true.
We look at that, she spoke her truth, she lived on high principles, and she was not afraid to be able to make her way and her thinking known. And she didn't have a lot of friends, you know what I mean? She was not a very popular person, but she was highly respected at the end of it all. Highly respected. And anyone who knew her children respected them because of the kind of woman that she was. So she, in her teaching of us, she gave us insight to understanding that we too have to be on that same level. So all of our teas are sourced from companies that have high principles. And we'll tell you this, a lot of them we're planning to travel to over the next few years to meet them personally. We're also sourcing other locations for our tea. I went to West Africa, to Senegal. We're going to be getting our hibiscus directly from there very soon. So when we get to meet with more farmers, we'll expand that process. And eventually, our goal is to eventually be able to provide more jobs for women and their families throughout the world in these places. And our principles have to be on a high level because it all begins from seed to the time, seed to cup. We want to make sure that you're getting the essence and energy of love and that whole force of understanding that all life is precious and is valuable. In fact, it's invaluable.
From the moment last year when I ran across your website, I was like, this is something that I have to follow and keep on top of, because I just felt that energy, that positive ray of light showing through your website as you guys were discussing your different types of tea. And I was just like, I have to have these people, these ladies on my show. I want to know more because I think people could really learn a lot.
Well, it's been 1 year. This has been 1 year. You're
one
right
year
on top.
Anniversary.
I want Keena to tell you something about it because, you know, I know Keena says, well, she was out there. But to be honest, Keena has always been my younger cousin. In fact, we were fooled. We thought we were. I always thought I was much older than her. And they had me feeling like I had to look out over my little baby cousin. And we found that we were just a few years apart. So we had been bamboozled until we got older. But she's saying that she was out there. But in all honesty, Keena's always been a tremendous mother. And she makes one of the, I mean, honestly, she is the best business partner that I could ever have. And that I've ever done business with. Because she has integrity.
and that's the thing about, and you know, when I say that, it's easy. You know, it's easy to get caught up in corporate America. You know, what's their model? Work hard, play hard, you know? And what they perceive playing to be is it's not good for the soul. It doesn't set a good example, you know? And that's the thing, you know, it's a big difference when, you know, I come home and I put on what makes me feel good and I sip my tea and, I'm up, alert, next day, hitting the gym, doing what I need to do, going to work, as opposed to, you know, oh, my head hurts, keep the blinds closed. Because what I thought was having a good time, you know, the next day, you're paying for it, you know?
Exactly.
And that's the thing, you know, when it comes down to, you know, and I'll just mention, as far as the integrity of our company, we've actually... overseas, you know, as far as inquiring with farmers and so forth to grow our company, you know, because we're thinking ahead. Our main thing, and you know, at times we have gotten resistance from people because what they pay, here in America we have a minimum wage and so forth. What they pay the workers over there, you know, between ourselves, we're like, you know, I mean, come on, we can pay them X amount more where they can actually have, you know, earn a decent living, but... we've been getting, you know, they've been fighting us. Like, listen, you can't just come and change up the whole system like that. You're going to end up making enemies. doing that,
right.
You know. And but it's something that, you know, again, like I said, you have to lay down. You at night in the dark in the silence when you're hearing God speak to you, and you have to deal with you have to live with yourself. And and not just that, you know, to answer to your children. And it really depends on the kind of heart you have. And, you know, again, it really all boils down to integrity. You know, that's why our teas are priced the way they are, because, you know, it's a premium, top-notch premium product, and we want everyone to be able to experience it.
Right.
I can't tell you the last time I purchased juice because, you know, because I own a tea company. My children love it. Every last one of them. And to get their confirmation, you know, it's like when we were younger and the nice car drove past, you say, oh, that's my car. That was always, the children were always a confirmation, you know. You know, when a child says, oh, I like your shoes, you know that they're genuine. You know, and they're sincere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, and that was really what set the standard for us.
Well, we have about 5 minutes left in the show, unfortunately. So in these last 5 minutes, I just I have one personal kind of question I'm hoping to maybe answer. But then also I just want you to, in the last 5 minutes, say what you want to say to promote your company and your tea and to get people ordering your tea. But let me ask my question really fast. What out of your teas, if a person was maybe suffering from fertility problems, is there any particular tea that they could possibly drink to help them?
Kenya? Well, we know it. We'll say it too.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the sacral chakra, you know? Definitely number two.
Yeah.
Number two. Okay.
Our number two tea. You know, and this is something that you should also, in doing it, it's not, you know, don't just take our word for it. You know, it's backed up. It's factual, you know.
Right.
So
right.
You can go out there and do the research yourself and see
right.
it, really what it deals with. Because, again, a lot of physical ailments, excuse me, as we said earlier, come from emotional. It starts with an emotional issue.
Emotional
blockage, and that's what we're all about, you know, removing those blockages. It's not to say that, you know, we're all flawed, because every day you're working on yourself, we're working on ourselves, you know, but it's really to take that step and begin to work on yourself. So, you know, definitely number two, as well as all of our teas. And I got to tell you, you know, somebody who, you know, I love the fruity flavored teas.
Mm-hmm.
And
Chris
and I, we went back and forth on the green tea because I was like, ugh, it's so bitter. I don't like green tea.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing she would always say to me, look, beauty is pain, you know, but we think of it as, you know, snatching up and plucking eyebrows and all that. Beauty is pain, but, you know, what it does to your inner. And I got to tell you, once we created our blend, like we tried a few different things, and that spearmint, oh, my goodness. It just it took away that aftertaste, and I mean, I love it. I carry my tea. I carry tea with me, you know.
I love it.
I carry tea. I'm like a walking promotion. You know, I love to talk anyway.
Yes, that reminds me though. When I lived in South Korea, they have a tea farm down. They have this island called Jeju Island, and there's this tea plantation. And what I loved about it is, like Korea, basically, like green tea is the holy grail. For a while, there was like, if I never drink another cup of green tea, I would be happy. But anyway, they have this tea plantation where you can go, and the basis is the green tea, but then they have other tea blends that you can pick and make your own signature tea that's blended with the green tea. So I ended up like having this like chocolate green tea, a passion fruit green tea, and just I can't even remember all the other blends. I had like about six different blends. I mean, it cost me like, I'm not even going to lie, it cost me about $100. I'm not even going to lie. But it was some quality tea, and it lasted me. I left Korea in 2010. It took me about a year and a half to drink up those little satchels of tea, but they were really good and lasted a very long time. But that was the one thing that really got me through drinking green tea was having those blends. I really liked that.
Now, Now, I want to say this. You went to Korea to get that. I went to North Korea, actually, back in the 80s.
Wow.
I was representing Canada. So that was really magnificent because I watched a country that had not been penetrated since the World War, since the Korean War, rather. And they still preserved a strong culture. And you're right. The green tea is on top there. But I want to tell you something. You went to Korea to get your tea, but no one has to travel to get our tea. You could order it and get the brilliance right at your doorstep. And what we're delivering to you are premium 100% organic biodynamic blends of teas. And our entire mission is to create happy people. That's the end of the day.
Yay!
Because I love my cousin Kenya. I mean, she's beyond just my baby cousin.
I love you too.
I know.
I love it. Okay, so any last words about your company and the teas and how people can get access to the teas?
Absolutely. You know, again, feel free to visit our website, www.chakrateasco.com, and it gives you our history, gives you all our blends of our teas, as well as the ingredients. I would say for... Well, again, you know, number seven, I love number seven. It just makes me feel so sophisticated. We have our root of the matter. If you're new to tea, if you're now introducing yourself to it, it's nice, it's fruity, amazing as an iced tea as well as hot. You know what? I guarantee you'll be more than happy with it. It's an experience. It is an experience that everyone should have.
Right. And you guys are also on Facebook as well. Hello? Oh, gosh, I hope I didn't lose it. Okay, I think I have lost them, unfortunately. But in any case, you can find them also on Chakra Tea Company on Facebook and also on Blog Talk Radio. Are you still there? Okay, I think I may have lost them. But I hope you guys have enjoyed the show today. It was really awesome. You can find links to their website and their phone number on my Blog Talk Radio spot, and I will also put it on my Facebook page on how you can contact them. It's been great. It's been wonderful. It was a very educational show. Ladies, I'm sorry I lost you at the end there. I loved you. You were great. Thank you for being on my show today. Make sure you check out Chakra Tea Company. Have a great Wednesday. Sit back, relax, order some tea, and sip it while you're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook and Twitter as well, Get Deep and Keep It Real. And I'm Tiffany Camilla, and join us next week. Have a great day. Bye.